Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them
the
free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Well, it has been a while, and I'm still fighting back against the CCP bioweapon attack, but gaining ground every day by God's grace, ministered to me partly through my wife and our excellent doctor, and my church family, oh my, what outpouring of love, attention, assistance. Thank you, Lighthouse Baptist. Truly, you are a blessing. Now, folks, you know all things work together for good, and this vicious attack by America's enemies is no different. Oh my, what glories I've enjoyed with the Lord. Wonderful. But at the same time, what chastening and what humbling I have suffered. I wish to express my gratitude to this station for their patience and assistance during this time, and you also for hanging in there with me through all this, and hopefully enjoying the encore shows. Mine is unique in some ways, many ways, not the least of which is this: the insights brought out are eternal, but they are presented within the context of current events. Thank you, Program Director Pat, all of our excellent team at Night Broadcasting. Now, Lord willing, I plan to make an appearance, at least, to my pulpit this coming Sunday. But at present, I cannot say which service. It is my desire to speak, but I will need more strength than I have presently. I do so dearly miss being in my pulpit at the Lighthouse. Now, as you can tell, my voice is very weak. But be glad this is radio, folks. Yikes. I look like an Auschwitz survivor. I maintain my weight consistently between 180 and 190. But through this ordeal, I've lost at least 25 to 30 pounds. But it's good for me to push myself somewhat, and my heart is simply bursting to speak on the matters that swirl about us as the toilet called the deep state is repeatedly flushing. Okay, let's see. I've tried to keep up with all of the news, of course, but the CCP bioweapon attack has taken a heavy toll and requires a significant amount of my attention. Of course, I must speak to the Rittenhouse affair, the current debate in our highest court regarding Roe v. Wade, the current status of the pandemic fraud, the election fraud, and the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking case unfolding before us, and also the status of the ongoing war with the CCP and their shadow puppet masters conducting this war against the West. And also for those following the Patriot drama, you know, the continued Q controversies, why Flynn is saying stuff like Trump has given up. Maybe I'll have a bit of time to offer some insight on that too. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Please be patient with me in my weak voice. As you know, I'm struggling through COVID, and we're making good progress. The Rittenhouse affair. Now, this story has been thoroughly vetted, and there's no one living in the world who is not apprised of virtually all of the details. So, here's my take on this. At question, really here, is the maturity of the young man. There's no question as to his bravery, or as to the exercise of his right of self-defense against these vile thugs who attacked him. The only reason I was holding my breath during his trial was fear that justice would refuse to enter in, because truth has been so long laying in the streets, in the gutters of our system. Oh, what rejoicing filled my heart and my home when my son walked through the house announcing triumphantly, "Rittenhouse acquitted on all charges." Do not mistake this as a small matter. It does mean there are embers of justice glowing beneath the ashes of what is left of justice in this country. And all that is needed is for the soft breath of truth to blow over them and nurture them back into a full and roaring flame of judgment and equity. Whatever use the devil attempts to make of this young man's confusion and desperate efforts to find his way forward through this trial, I mean, a trial that would have brought down many twice his age. This trial provided witness to this. Justice has not entirely abandoned us. Judgment, though weak, like me, is not entirely inaccessible. And although this means truth continues to breathe in America, even if weakly. Take hope in this. It only takes a spark. And a spark takes only one glowing ember. And that ember requires only a puff of truth to send it off. Many sparks were sent out in search of kindling the day Rittenhouse was acquitted. Of course, Satan's firefighters are busy chasing each one. But we must keep blowing the good wind of truth upon the embers. Keep speaking, telegramming, rumbling, and perhaps we can send some tweets over Dorsey's new revelations, newfound insight. You hear about his bouts of remorse over his part in getting Biden elected? Ha! A word, please. The Soros deep state globalist dominion machine stole the election. And those operating those machines stole the election. All Dorsey and Zuckerbucks did is aid and abet the theft. But Rittenhouse's handlers are blamed for much of his wobbling. And by wobbling, I mean his absurd statements to the effect that he agrees with BLM, that he sympathizes with their cause and supports it, that he is a Democrat. And, you know, Rodney King-like, those of you old enough to remember, he thinks, I think, to call us all to be one. And the soul of this young man seems to be crying, in effect, why can't we all just get along? Anyone thinking to lob on to this young man's current notoriety and use it to advance their personal political agendas, conservative or otherwise, are child abusers. But he has turned 18 and has responsibility now for the opinions he forms and how he expresses them. He is free. He has the Second Amendment, and he also has the First, and the Third, and all the rest. He has freedom. He has inalienable rights. Let's pray his mother's shack-up, his affection for his mother, and his sympathy for her feelings, his desire not to disturb her happiness, and all the deluders floating around them right now. Pray these do not work that well-known corruption upon his heart and bury his own honest reflections beneath the interests of the bullies and all the bribery that surrounds him at present. He's a kid. You know, if he says, I agree with BLM, that's not because he agrees with its Marxist origins or objectives. That can't be right. At least if that were the case, it would seem he would have been there with his gun for very different reasons than evidence shows. It would be, in my opinion, because he believes in the right of people to protest. And he's naive and young. Albeit not to destroy the property of others in doing so, property he was there to protect. It would be because he supports the right of protest and has sympathy, perhaps, with some of their concerns about police brutality. He wants to temper the passions. He wants to tamper down the rhetoric. He thinks he will be a healer. Of course, others around him are clever snakes slithering their forked tongues into his young ears, carefully working to separate him from Christian influences or from clarifying truths, shielding him from the truth about BLM founding, fomenting yet more division and confusion through his naive efforts to placate and unite. There's that word, unite. But Rittenhouse did unite us. We conservatives are strong enough in our convictions and wise enough, I think, in our understanding to know when a young man is confused and being abused by handlers. But the fact is something the left has been deeply scarred by all this, and his acquittal has certainly hurt them. I believe sincerely in some of these things, but he's a young man. Our right to defend ourselves was assaulted in his case, and that assault failed. The truth stood firm, and the lie crashed against it and fell into the street. This is good news, my friends. Rejoice and blow the wind of truth all over this. Scatter the sparks of truth all over the land. Let the purging flame roar. I need to rest a moment, so I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be right back. And thank you for being patient with my voice.
The choice is clear. One side wants to remove America out from under God. The other side wants to reaffirm America as one nation under God. One side wants to force homosexuality, promiscuity, and abortion to term on all of us. They want to force us to recognize 51 genders. They want to take away our right to self-defense. They want to encourage men to think they're girls and force our girls to compete with men in athletics. They are unreasonable and wicked. We must stand against this. On. Choose your side, the spirit of Jesus Christ and liberty, or the spirit of Antichrist and tyranny. Every corruption we see in our houses of government began in our houses of worship. Christians began departing from the founders of our faith and ignoring God's laws long before our politicians began departing from our founders and ignoring the laws of our land. Revival must begin in the house of God with a return to the old paths. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us on the old path. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps of the church belfry arts, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. Well, what think you? Will the court rule according to law? Or will it rule according to, let's call it legalities? One day the questions from the conservative side of the court tend toward law. And then next, the questions arising from the liberal side argue legalities. Let me explain the difference. Law asks the fundamental questions that are relevant to the case. What does the law actually say? And how does what the law actually says apply to the question before us? In this case, the law itself is the basis, the ground upon which rulings are going to be set. Legalities present an entirely different basis for conclusions. Legalities actually serve to create a basis for a ruling that is outside of what the law actually says. In fact, that's the purpose. It is a sort of spinning of the law into support for statements that, when viewed in the light of the law, are manifestly false. But in the confusion, the virtual labyrinth of convoluted reasoned arguments, one small step after another, to create a path for the mind to move away from the simple foundation of law and shift to a premise for the conclusions that is a basis for support that is manufactured out of bits and pieces of actual law, twisted and distorted to frame support for an agenda. That is for a conclusion that is contrary to what the law said, and for something that the law, in and of itself, clearly does not support. In my field, the Word of God and doctrine, it's the sort of thing heretics do all the time. Paul warned about those who use scriptures deceitfully, and warned against those who use artifice and fraud, and who dull the senses of those they deceive by their sophistry, their pretension to higher knowledge, and their use of crafty, mind-controlling psychobabble to mesmerize their hearers and bring their thoughts into subjection to their lies. But every time, the answer is really very simple. Shake off the nonsense. Just see what's plainly set in front of you. First, in the plain reading of the law itself, and then in the clear thinking of anyone who insists on seeing what is there and applying the law as it is written to the question that is before them. Now that cuts through all the nonsense and goes directly to the heart of the matter. My assessments are not yet complete because the deliberations are not yet complete, so far as I know. I don't implicitly trust any man, and I have no confidence in any of our institutions. They are all corrupt, being corruptible. But the written house acquittal does give me some hope that truth can blow across these deliberations? Thomas, most especially, and Kavanaugh, from what I've heard so far, have spoken wisely and have posited their questions well within the context and frame of truth and law. So, in conclusion on this point, for now, understand what the court is deciding. It will decide whether a state has the power to regulate abortion as it finds fitting. Or does Roe v. Wade preempt the state's prerogative and require ongoing support for the murder of the unborn? That question is, then, first, is there actually any right to abortion in the Constitution? Or was it even envisioned in the Roe ruling? The answer actually is no. There's no such law as mandates abortion to be legal. It was a ruling on whether, well, really on a matter of privacy issues between a doctor and his patient, or her patient. In the original decision, the matter of whether abortion is an act of murder of an unborn baby or something else was left unaddressed, with the court throwing that question into the hands of the legislature. Surprise! There has never been a right to abortion recognized in our laws. In the final analysis, if the child in the womb is a human child, the question is moot. Science declares the matter concluded. The infant in the womb is a human being. There is only one course law can take, and that is to declare abortion an act of murder. However, in our corrupted system, it is more likely the matter will be settled upon as follows. There is no right to abortion in the Constitution. The issue falls outside the purview of the courts to decide beyond law. And where law applies, it stands against the practice. Therefore, the legislatures of each state must answer the question for their respective states in the context of their legislative responsibilities. Now, that's my call. We shall see where this falls. At the end of the day, I expect a ruling favorable to our desire to see the end of this scourge. But I do not see its end here. Abolition, absolute prohibition against the murder of innocent life, is the only lawful response to this, and nothing short of that is an acceptable resolution to America's grotesque shedding of innocent blood in service to Moloch that has cast a dark shadow of death over our nation and has brought us near to being dropped as refuse by God into the maw of hell. The current status of the pandemic fraud. See how every nation fares against this attack on our freedom in every country where the people long ago abdicated their right to keep and bear arms, particularly those nations most closely aligned with CCP, communist dictators, specifically Australia. Australia, who has proudly declared itself out from under God. So they are lashed beneath the scourge of their little gods. The rulers of Australia. Little gods. See what nations are most draconian in their measures to control their citizenry by use of this excuse that they, godlike, are going to control a virus. Those nations nearest to the Nazis in their hearts are the most severe in their measures. Example. The Nazi spider crawled into the heart of Austrians back in World War II and nested there. See Austria embarrass itself again. See the Nazi spider crawling out of its hiding places and devouring the tender flower of liberty, Edelweiss. Dirtied under the jackboots of Austrians who can no longer see the simple snow-white flower they trample upon, grinding this fair and simple symbol of freedom under the crushing stomp of authoritarianism across their villages. I am sorry, Mr. Von Trapp. Your Austria is gone. My own name, Scheidbach, caged there, strapped to your boots and branded with your Hitler-esque oppression. I call on all my Austrian family to stand against this revived Karl Brandt. You probably have never heard of him here in the U.S. Karl Brandt was Hitler's personal physician, appointed to Mayor General Reich Commissioner for Health and Sanitation, much like our Fauci. Nazi spokesman for health directives, the highest authority under Hitler, the highest authority in the land in that day. Fauci, that phony, corrupt murderer. Finally, this man, Brandt became the leader of the Final Solution and was executed for his crimes against humanity, a tribunal that awaits Fauci. His spirit has risen over the beloved Austria. Scheidbach, resist. It means, my name means a fork in the brook. And we've long said, when you meet a Scheidbach, you must decide which way you will go. A word on the election fraud. The reason Tucker, Bongino, Fox, generally, support the vaccine and the 2020 steal? It's really very simple. Do you remember? Long ago I said, the deep state will tolerate only so much resistance. Only so much controlled resistance, you know. And then it clamps down. It will tolerate Fox and these hosts going only so far. And the line is this. You must support the vaccine, and you must not actually do anything that upsets the 2020 election. Those are two hills they will slaughter you upon if you stand there against them. You see, these are compromised. The flying sparks of truth are being released every day. Increasingly, they fill the sky and ignite small freedom fires here and there. And they cannot be stopped. And now Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking case that is unfolding before us. Remember, they were not going to allow any names to be presented. This grieved me deeply. I prayed, as you prayed. I must be careful to stipulate, no, I do not think everything moving forward rides forward on my prayers. But I say this, if you don't think so, upon your own, you might as well stop bothering God with your annoying prayer prattle. So, what does that tell you about what I believe about prayer? So, no names. But then they are listing names. And of course, in the first cluster of names released, you find none other than Donald J. Trump. Well, I knew about that a long time ago. How about that? Trump took a ride on Epstein's jet. Once. And not too long after that, in a conversation with Epstein while driving with him in his limousine, in Trump's limousine, Trump ordered the driver to pull over and demanded the weasel be removed from his car, and he drove away and left him standing on the curb. Furthermore, it was Trump who set justice upon the doorstep of that pervert and that wicked man. Who does not know Epstein's modus operandi? He would target powerful men, such as Trump, invite them to his island, seduce them with all manner of salacious sex with minors and so on, and attempt to film them secretly in order to capture them and bribe them, own them. Then he would present the video to the target and begin the extortion. He was very successful, as we all know. He found a whole lot in our government that he owns and has been operating. He found a real kindred spirit with the Clintons, I'll tell you, who, no doubt, bought into the racket. But anyone who thinks Trump tolerated this filthy little weasel, this pedophile, or stepped into any of his traps, yeah, the same idiots who believe the Russia Gate hoax. Now, as for the status of the ongoing world war with CCP and their shadow puppet masters against the West, I have little time to address this but to say, CCP with Russia and Iran, this is the rising, the stirring of the bear of Daniel's prophecy in Daniel 7, and they're preparing for war with the West, specifically with America. Almost everything has been done that can be done at this time to soften the target, America, and to prepare it for attack. It is expected that the next phase will be kinetic war. That means bullets flying. But it will be a major preemptive satellite attack first. Let's pray all the scuttlebutt I've seen is true and our Space Force is in position to respond. Pray. Finally, for those following the Patriot drama and continued Q controversies, and wonder, Flynn would say, Trump has given up. No one should be surprised that Satan would worm his way into the ranks of the Patriots and sow discord and controversy among them. I wish I could gather these principles together and give them Jesus' counsel on dealing with such matters. But I have no access to them. Satan is at the bottom of all this. And if Matthew 18 and some other passages were carefully followed, the matter would be resolved quickly. None of the founders were so perfect. They did not have sometimes serious squabbles among themselves, with factions forming, dissolving, forming around some other issue, where once Washington himself intervened between Hamilton and Jefferson and essentially instructed them to disagree as men and not fall into becoming enemies over disagreements as to method or even as to emphasis by one for this principle over another. If one prayed a Catholic occult prayer, okay, sort that out. None of these guys are theologians. None of them, so far as I know, have been in the faith more than a year or two. Who believes Byrne, really, is a Soros operative? It's easy enough to prove or disprove. Byrne, show your seats. An important thing is being established right now. Listen, this should be embraced. One of the chief principles of walking and warring in the Spirit is accountability to one another. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Embrace this passage of trial and testing as one where, appropriately, accountability is being established among you. None who refuse it should be trusted. Such are full of pride, and God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Okay, I'm out. I hope you've enjoyed my effort to bring you a brain massage today. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You call and let me know you see they are on. 314-2114. Go to brainmassage.net. Excuse me, I have to push my voice to get my words out. Go to brainmassage.net. God bless you. God bless America. Please pray for me. And I will see you in church.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. Go to www. The choice is clear. One side wants to remove a